This is Dorothy Seckler interviewing Peter Busa in Provincetown on September 5th, 1965. Peter, I'd like to begin with the some discussion of your early background, when and where you were born, and the kind of family background there was, and anything in your childhood, for instance, that may have predisposed you to become an artist.
Well, my early background was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I come from a long family of artisans and artists. I think there have been an artist in my family as far back as we can trace. My family is of Sicilian origin. My father was an Italian craftsman who was a specialist with religious murals, and he did commercial murals for churches. So my early stimulus was by accompanying my father's on Saturdays and helping to wash his brushes and filling in areas for him, so that art and the craft aspects of art came to me rather naturally through my father's own interest.
He continued to do this work in Pittsburgh.
Yes, he did. He was one of the outstanding commercial church decorators and murals. As a matter of fact, he became rather well known in it, and he had a large firm that employed about 24 people. Most of them were Italian immigrants that used to do very involved gold leaf work on buildings, bank buildings, as well as churches, and he had a repertoire of that material that was handed down to him, a kind of a lost art. Nowadays, that doesn't exist as much
Excuse
as before.
Excuse me. I think...
Light isn't showing quite so much fluctuation. Fine. So that you were, at an early age, you had all the tools of the craft under your belt, as it were, and you knew you were going to be an artist. Did you decide that pretty early?
Well, it wasn't a question of decision. I sort of fell into it, and my father didn't particularly encourage me because he was interested in having me become an architect. And as a matter of fact, I enrolled at Carnegie Institute Technology, first year course in their basic course, and it was in the architectural department. But as I grew with a little more independence, I decided I wanted to major in art, and I repeated more or less some of the training that my father gave me, and also through the tutelage of Raymond Cimboli, who was extremely important in my development. He was an artist who was teaching at Carnegie Tech at that time, and a close friend of my father's.
Mm-hmm.
And
how would you spell that name?
Raymond Cimboli is S-I-M-B-O-L-I.
Mm-hmm.
He was a well-known Pittsburgh painter. He did portraits of Eoin Walker's father, Eoin.
Yes.
Harvey Gall, and a number of personalities. And through his stimulation, I used to go to the Saturday morning's children classes at Carnegie Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And this was only when I was about 10 or 12 years old, and I drew every one of the casts in that area there. So that my training was extremely classical. And I'm grateful for it now, because I can, in retrospect, can look upon my own ability to react against it with a certain amusement, because I seem to have felt after my training that when I arrived in New York that it had very little to do with art as I saw it in the early 30s and late 30s in New York City.
Then when you arrived in New York, this must have been about the beginning of the Depression, and a period that, ushered in a great many things, social consciousness, and as the 30s went on, of course, not immediately. But what did you actually find when you came here? What year would that have been, too, Peter?
Well, I think the Bernays scholarship, which I received in my third year at Carnegie Tech, I actually didn't graduate. I was stimulated in turn by Alexander Koslow, who was a great teacher and a person who introduced me to basic fundamentals of cubism. And through Koslow, I came directly to New York, and while I enrolled at the League, studying with, of all people, Thomas Benton, in that group I met Jackson Pollock and his brother Sandy, as well as